Hello, come in and have a seat. So, you're interested in visiting Guatemala? That is wonderful. Guatemala is a beautiful country with breathtaking scenery and warm, welcoming people. Tell me, what makes you think of Guatemala as your travel destination?
Well, my girlfriend and I are getting married next June, and we would really like to do something different, something memorable for our honeymoon. You know, not just a typical holiday in Jamaica. So we were thinking of unusual places, and then we saw a photo of El Mirador, I think it's called, on a billboard in the metro. And since we're both really into hiking, she just thought it seemed perfect.
El Mirador, yes, it's absolutely amazing.
Yes, and my girlfriend is handling all the flight and hotel accommodation arrangements, but she wanted me to find out about some of the nitty-gritty aspects of travel. And I wanted to know what sort of inoculations or vaccinations I should get, and if you recommend doing anything else before we go.
That's really foresighted of you. And I can tell you, with a little bit of planning, you really will enjoy your holiday more and get to just relax and soak up all that Guatemala has to offer. So, let's see. This is what I recommend for your holiday. First of all, since you're from the EU, you don't need a visa to visit Guatemala, so that is no problem. As far as medical advice, well, malaria is not present in Guatemala City and Antigua Guatemala, but can be present in some of the more rural areas. So, if you're planning on going off the beaten path, I would certainly recommend taking antimalarial tablets 4 to 8 weeks before you get there. These are available over the counter. But you do need to either consult your doctor or your local travel medicine clinic to make sure that you take the correct round of antimalarial medicine, because different places require different kinds of antimalarial treatments. Another thing that you should consider is inoculations. While none are required for entry into Guatemala, there are a few that it wouldn't hurt to look into getting. We recommend that everyone get routine vaccinations for MMR, DPT, hepatitis A and B, typhoid, and rabies. And another thing is that unfortunately, Guatemala does have the unfortunate notoriety of having one of the highest crime rates in the world. That being said, the biggest threat that travelers typically face is pickpocketing. There are, of course, the obvious precautions that we recommend. Not carrying anything too valuable on you, staying in well-lit popular places, and trying to stay with larger groups. However, we also recommend purchasing travel insurance. This is usually fairly cheap and can be purchased online for a small fee. It covers many kinds of theft, lost luggage, hotel mix-ups, adventure sports, and non-elective medical treatments. I mean, the chances are that you won't need it. But it provides total peace of mind. You can choose the amount of coverage that you want and the policy that best suits you. It can be anywhere from all-inclusive to medical needs. You can also choose the amount of deductible you wish to have, whether you prefer to have a higher basic rate but pay a lower deductible in the case that you need to file a claim, or a lower rate with a higher deductible in the case of a claim. And that's all you'll really need in order to have a stress-free and relaxing holiday.